Blog Talk Radio.
It's the book everybody's talking about. Acclaimed author Clark Garrison lays it all on the line in his new book on how to survive the next 365 with real-life accounts of success and failure. And it's not only Clark Garrison's story, but it's yours as well. Order your book today at survivethenext365.com. And now, tune in bi-weekly to find out how you can discover the unique journey that you possess, along with the greatness in you. Join author Clark Garrison on Blog Talk Radio bi-weekly to help you figure out your personal blueprint on surviving the next 365. Learn the art of believing in the power within you with Clark Garrison. It's the hottest book on the planet, How to Survive the Next 365 by Clark Garrison. Order your book online now at survivethenext365.com or call 866-642-9125 and tell them to rush your order by author Clark Garrison on How to Survive the Next 365.
Bring it on. I like that bit. Check it out.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Blog Talk Radio's The Conversation. I am your host, T.K. Garrison, coming to you live from hot Atlanta, Georgia. It's finally hot in Atlanta. This show is every week, Sunday, 4 p.m., and Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, of course. This show is based on the need to provide Americans with a dose of positive energy. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Those of you who are listening via the internet and you'd like to ask questions today, you can dial the number 917-932-1078. Be sure to select the option number 1 and I'll see your hand raised. We also got the chat room open and free. Free to hang out in there. Also, if you're listening to our show, be sure on our homepage to select the tweet and Facebook share button just to help us promote the show. Now, if you would, go ahead and open up a browser, excuse me. I want you to go ahead and type in today's featured guest website. That's www.qtalktv.com. Go ahead and stop by my Facebook fan page so you can follow the journey. We need you. And that's DK Garrison. Go ahead and select like. I dig. Our guest this afternoon will be Ms. Aquarius Williams of Q Talk. Certainly, if you have any questions, be sure to give us a call or post those questions in the chat room. Well, hopefully, coming right up after the break is my boy Christopher Scott, owner and CEO of Java & Jeans. Stay right where you are. We'll be right back. This is The Conversation. Told you we'll be back. How is everybody tonight? I am fired up. Our special guest tonight, I've been waiting a minute to get this guest on our show, but she's here tonight. But before we go there, I'm just going to give you just a few upcoming events. And I got some folks emailing me, so hold on for a minute. Let me check this out. All right. February 26th at Highland Cigar Company. I've been shouting this out all over Facebook, LinkedIn, Yahoo, Google, email, you name it. Hosted by Survive365 and Phoetic, The Art of Being a Gentleman. Yes, I said it, a gentleman. I know it's out of vogue. It's a lost art, but we're going to bring it back. It's from 12 to 2 p.m. I encourage you to RSVP. We're almost filled up. Gents, ladies, get your men to call in. Go to my Facebook page. Do something. They got to get this information we're about to disseminate to them. Now, if you're interested, go ahead and give me a call at 866-642-9125. Okay? And basically what we're going to cover is just four things, and this is volume one of volume four series. We're going to go over bespoke tailoring, the need for having that, the difference between a bespoke suit and an off-the-rack suit. We're going to have a cobbler, special cobbler come in. For those who don't know, a cobbler is a person who works and designs shoes, but I knew you knew that. We're going to talk about how to select proper shoes for men, not just the fashionable, cute shoes that last about 30 days. We're going to talk about the shoes you can be buried in. We're also going to talk about the upper line spirits and cigars. So it's going to be a fun event. We're going to learn some stuff, but we're also going to have some fun. So Highland Cigar Company, February 26th, that's a Saturday, from high noon to 2 p.m. Also, my blog, In Obama World, will be doing free book reviews beginning in March going through May. Let me say that again, free book reviews. If you have a book you'd like to write us, write a review for, please give me a call at that same number, 866-642-9125, or inbox me on Facebook, and that's at Clark Garrison. You can find me. Ain't too many Clark spell with a K. Or, if that doesn't work for you, you want to be old-fashioned, go ahead and mail me a copy of your book to Words of a Feather Publishing at P.O. Box 8452, Atlanta, Georgia, 31106. By the way, our blog is far-reaching with viewers in 8 different countries, so you will get some exposure, and again, it's free. Now, I know you've been waiting for this. Every show I come up with a special word of the week because yours truly is trying to increase its vocabulary for 2011. That was one of my promises to myself. And so far I'm keeping it. I'm going to be a powerful young man at the end of this year. So today's word is sagacity. Sagacity. And it means a keen sense of perception or discernment. All right, so that's our word for the week, so I feel better. Maybe Aquarius will use sagacity in her talk with me tonight. You never know. She's in the green room now, chilling. Let's see, one-on-one coaching. Again, Phoenix Effects has a 7-day rebirth program. Now, I'm going to tell you, this is deep. Man, this program is no joke. This is designed it is not easy for one. It's one-on-one coaching designed to create a sense of rebirth, clear out the clutter in your life, and get you started on the right track. That's one of the things that people do if they want to reach these goals, which is, you know, phenomenal. But you can't start a journey until you properly pack for that journey. And so many people have so much junk with them that they wind up getting derailed, turned in the wrong direction, or just flat out quit. So that's a free one-on-one coaching. We've had some tremendous response from those who've gone through it. And again, if you're interested in that, give us a buzz, 866-642-9125. We're going to move on over to Survive365's hot topic of today or tonight. Many of you No, President Obama just released the 2011, I think it was $3.7 trillion budget. That's a lot of money. Anyway, and there's certainly mixed reviews. Now, again, the lines are drawn down party lines, with the Democrats stressing no cuts should be made to entitlements. Okay, that's a Democratic view. I get it. And Republicans demanding no tax increase or cuts to military. Can't do either one of those. Yet both agree we need to start decreasing the national debt. Now, my focus is not going to be on the debt. We've always had debt. There's such thing as good debt. And for those who studied this particular issue, realize that it's not going away. Ever since we started really doing business globally on a bigger level with China and the Arab nations, it's going to be debt because we traded land for that debt. But that's another topic. I know some of y'all don't want to hear that. But what we're going to talk about really is lobbyists. Now, let me remind you that this is, okay, this is Clark's opinion, but it's true. Who is really pulling the strings on both sides? And if you don't say lobbyists, there's something wrong with you. Now, what is a lobbyist? Who knows what a lobbyist is? I'm going to tell you. A lobbyist is an activist usually paid by an interest group to promote their position to legislature. Okay, that's their purpose. That's their sole purpose on earth, if you didn't know. Now, how many people could guess how many lobbyists, corporate lobbyists, are in the greater D.C. area? Well, let me tell you. There are 11,000 corporate lobbyists in D.C. That represents about $500 million in corrupt donations. And let me say this. Until we, the people, you know, that's us, get our own lobbyists, we will certainly be last at any consideration for quote-unquote change. So therein lies the problem, people. Everybody is losing their mind and the debt and the budget and the this. Listen, things don't get done because you vote. Things don't get done because you think your party is running things. Things get done because lobbyists are paid to get them done. All right? I'm not being pessimistic. I just want everybody to realize who's really running this thing. And if until we start enacting laws to curtail lobbyists, we aren't going to make any real dent in anything. And that's both sides of the fence. So that's my topic of today. I hope, you know, some people agree. If you don't agree, you know, call in and tell me how you feel. How about that? Now, without further ado, I see he's in our green room. My boy Chris Scout is in the house, owner of Java and Jeans. How about that? And I know y'all don't know, but y'all going to know in a few minutes. Mr. Scott, welcome to the show, sir.
Glad to be here.
Yes,
sir. How's it going?
I'm New Jersey connected. Man, we're doing well, brother. New Jersey
now. I apologize for coming on late. I had a model session earlier and then had to meet up with my web designer, so it was kind of a tight schedule.
Well, Brother Scott, we only attract busy people, you know, doing busy things, so I would expect nothing less. Well, you and I go way back, and so I know your journey has been wrought with peril, but it would appear the wait is over. So tell us about your company and your product.
Okay, well, the name is Java and Jeans. It's denim and coffee, two of my favorite things. And from what the public has been telling me or the feedback I've been receiving, it's actually a great mix. Of the two, some, you know, picture themselves, you know, on their back patio, you know, on a nice, maybe a cool day or something like that, drinking some coffee. They got the jeans on, you know, they're just, you know, relaxing. So that's what, you know, part of what Java and Jeans is all about. It's just, you know, just being relaxed and, you know, just feeling good. And, you know, women like to feel good in their jeans. So why not have a cup of coffee along with it?
Man, you're absolutely right. And you know, here's the thing. Many people think that this, a venture like this is easy, And maybe I wouldn't have known how hard it really is, but, you know, I commend you on staying steadfast and, you know, going through the ups and downs, man, to get your product to where I remember you talking about it to now it's actually in stores. So I want to commend you on that. Tell us a little bit about the journey, man.
Well, the journey started about 4 years ago. Me and my former partner, we were selling other designer jeans. And, you know, one day we just decided, you know, hey, why, you know, sell someone else's jeans? Let's create our own brand. So at that point, Java and Jeans wasn't really, you know, a name. We were just going through just, you know, several different names. And, you know, we were in the parking lot one morning before work, and we both were drinking coffee, and we both kind of came up with the idea, how about Java and Jeans, denim and coffee? So it kind of just started in the parking lot, you know, at a former employer. And from there, I did some research. I went to New York City, did my research out there in the garment district, spoke to people, gained the knowledge, and got some fabric from a fabric store. And I came back, did some more research, found a few seamstresses to, you know, sew up the actual design, found a couple of models to come out, you know, so they can get draped, you know, some of the process, you know, before you actually sew up the jeans. And it basically just kind of just started there, and it still was an uphill battle because I had to find someone who was willing to do the custom design that I was asking for. And I went through about five different seamstresses until I actually found the right one who could actually do the design correctly. And then from there, we just made prototypes and sent them back and forth because they are imported from China. So we sent them back and forth to China. And, you know, today now I have, you know, what I've been looking for. So they're out there. So, and the public is receiving, you know, the public is you know, giving good feedback on the jeans. I've been in several stores that's actually considered carrying my line. I sent out a shipment to New Jersey the day after I got my shipment. So they'll be wearing them in New Jersey soon. And they're going to run them over to Philadelphia, so they'll be on the streets of Philadelphia the end of this week, as a matter of fact.
Right. Hey, tell us for those who are kind of trying to imagine it in their minds, can you give us a verbal description of your jeans versus, you know, somebody else's jeans? What makes these Java jeans the jeans of the future?
Well, I like to see it as an alternative to your more expensive jeans that really don't have the type of cut that women are really looking for. You know, a lot of the problem areas we focused on and corrected in the actual I would say fit is a great fit, because it's not, let me try to put this into terms here. We focused on the waist area and the hip area. So like today, when the model put on the jeans, she automatically said, these are the first pair of jeans that actually fit me. You know, the problem areas, the front, you know, whether it was too baggy, or the waist, it was bunching up, or, you know, it wasn't long enough. So we're just trying to conquer those problem areas and just try to focus on the fit. And the actual design is a unique design. When you put Java and Jeans next to anyone out there, like a True Religion or a Rock Republic or a Citizen or Hudson, you're able to identify our jeans versus those. And when you look at the design, it's an awesome design.
Yeah, it really is. I love your logo. What's the price range of your jeans?
They're $88 a pair. So compare they are a premium jean, but compared to most premium jeans out there, we're probably the cheapest, I would say.
Yeah, I would say that with a nod and a blink. Well, man,
yeah,
Chris,
so,
I know you're grinding, man, and I wish you nothing but success, sir. But before we let you go, tell us where they can pick up a pair or two of your line.
Well, right now, if you're in the Alpharetta area, we have a showroom at AZ Tailoring and Alterations on Jones Bridge. If you go out to my site, it's java-n-jeans.com, and click on locations, and you'll find the address to where our showroom is. And if someone wants me to come out, you know, to their house, they can invite some friends. We could have a jean party or jean get together. I can bring them out. They can try them on. They could tell us, you know, give us the feedback. They can purchase, you know, at the same time. So I'm willing to come anywhere somebody wants to put on a pair of Javin jeans, because we want to get the exposure. We want to get it out there, and we want people to be aware that there is an alternative to what's out right now.
Well, that's what's up, Chris. And by the way, if y'all listening, make sure you tell them, you know Clark and Chris will be sure to tighten you up and make sure he give you some extra customer service, you know.
Mm-hmm. And don't forget we're selling some great coffee as well. It actually I would say it tastes better than Starbucks. So they're top notch. So we got some coffee that actually tastes a little better than Starbucks. So be looking out for the coffee as well.
Absolutely, Chris. I appreciate you, man. Thank you again, and we look forward to seeing everyone wearing your product.
Hey, Clark, I appreciate you having me on, and we'll talk to you guys later.
All right, I'll make sure I put that on the website and on Facebook for your information and your website. So, there we go.
Close your legs.
Yeah.
Close your legs.
Up next.
You close your legs.
Who is in the building?
Oh,
you're listening to The Conversation, 365.
Nothing I would rather do to you right now than make love to you. But it ain't that easy. Oh, girl, it's hard. Literally, because your loving don't come free. It's kind of like my job. Oh, I put in work and I get something back. And then you get mad at me. And so you're taking loving back. Oh, baby, why you got to read so much into the same. Now, when you don't get your way, then you close your legs. You close your legs. You close your legs. Oh, everything is different when you close your legs. You close your legs. You close your legs. Oh, everything is different when you close your legs.
Now, I've been thinking, had your legs never opened up, then maybe things would be better for the both of us. Don't get me wrong, I enjoyed every moment, but your hips and thighs too fly, I can't focus much. It ain't the sex, it's the after effects. And I'm talking about the mess that come after the sex. You say I call too much, then you call me a dog when I don't call enough. And that's just half of the stress. So instead of kicking it and clowning like we usually clown it, we barely talk because now you feel weird around me. So you uncomfortable, which makes me nervous. So now both of us question, damn, is it all worth it? And can we just go back to free? But I don't understand why I wanna hit it again. But then you reply, no, you wanna commit me, but I don't understand. I wanna do what we did. That's when you
close your legs. You close your legs. You close your legs. Whoa, everything is different when you close your legs. You close your legs. You close your legs. Whoa, everything is different.
Man was made for woman and woman was made for man. And sexual encounters was a part of his plan. So
We're back. That was the Bama Boys. That's a good friend of mine. I had to play him. He sent me the cut. Said he dares her to play it. It's kind of funky. Having received a Bachelor of Science degree in Communications Advertising from Bradley University, she has obtained extensive marketing knowledge and experience over the past 8 years, ranging from marketing agencies, field operations, to motivational speaking. She is a CEO, media correspondent, actress, and motivational speaker. She is currently the host and founder of Q-Talks TV, where she continues to bring premium coverage and exclusive interviews with your favorite celebrities and events. Without further ado, we're going to bring to the mic, and I believe she's in there chilling, Aquarius Williams. Welcome to the show, Q.
Hey, how are you?
How are you? Thanks for stopping by. Hello? We might be having some technical difficulty. I'm just going to put her back in the green room. We're going to try to get her on the phone, but...
Clark, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, hey.
What's going on?
How are you?
I am wonderful. Thanks for talking to me.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Clark.
So, yeah.
Okay, let me go on a different area because I'm having trouble hearing you in here.
Okay, not a problem. See, we catch everybody when they're right in the stage of doing their due. See, these people are actually doing what they say they do. I love it. I absolutely love it. Aquarius, on the job. Only on the conversation.
Clark.
Can I hear you?
Okay, I'm ready. I am ready to rock and roll.
All right. Well, let's get started. Before we get into too much, tell us a bit about your journey. I know I've done some background, but maybe others have not. How did you get to where you are now?
Wow. Well, you know what? It started a long time ago. I actually been in the entertainment industry for about 8 years. I started actually on the acting side, and then that transitioned into modeling, and then that transitioned into marketing, and then I did the agency side, just learning how to promote and push a product. And from there, it just kind of, I started hosting, doing little things in Atlanta. My first big celebrity at that time back then was Shawty Lowe. I came on with the Hit After Hit family and was doing things for them. And I was like, you know what? I know a lot of actors. I know a lot of models. I know all the agencies. And I actually like being in front of the camera. So I decided at that point I'll just utilize all my resources and start my own show. And that's kind of how Q-Talks began in the fetus stage anyway.
Wow, wow, you're listening to the conversation. If you have any questions for Aquarius, give us a call at 866-642-9125 and be sure to select number one so I can see your hand raised, okay? Well, so I know you're used to being on the other side of the mic, as I joke with you a lot. Is this a bit unusual for you?
Most definitely, because usually I am trying to make people feel very comfortable about speaking in front of the camera because, you know, most people are just like, oh, my God, what is she going to say? What is she going to ask me? But as you well know, and I'm not sure if anyone else knows, but for me, it's really about the positive message. And so even before I began to even start the interview, I always say to them, is there anything that you want America to know about you? And just think of this as I'm your cousin, and we're sitting in your kitchen, and we're going to do an interview. So at that point, they're relaxed, and they feel more open to tell me, you know, things, and they're not, you know, not going into thinking that it's going to be gossip or I'm looking for, you know, the latest dirt, because that's not what my show is about at all.
Well, that's one of the things I love most about your show. It is based on positive information, and positive energy. So I commend you for sticking to that format.
Why, thank you, thank you.
Q, we got a question. Somebody call in. So we're going to go to that if you would. We got a question here, and that's 6997. The last four, 6997. You're on. You got a question with for Q?
Hey, what's going on? I just called to say hello. This is Antoine.
Hey, Antoine.
What's going down? Okay. Two of my favorite people in the world doing that thing.
Man, it's good to hear you.
Yeah, man. I haven't been able to talk to you, man. I wanted to say congratulations on everything you're doing, and I'm going to definitely make it out to one of the sessions. And Q, you know I love you, girl.
Thank you, baby.
But I just did.
I listened
in first. I like what y'all are talking about here, man. It's all right.
Hey, I appreciate you, brother. I appreciate you. Well, we're going to put you back in the green room, and they do serve alcohol drinks back there, so I'm going to just put you on hold.
Hey, you're going to tell the whole world my business card.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about it. So we're going to thank you for calling
me, Antoine. Love you, baby.
Yes, sir. That's my old 100 buddy there. You know, we can have a show on that alone. But, Q, you told us the origin of the show. Who are usually your guests? Do you pick a certain person that you want to focus on, or how do you make those selections?
Well, you know, now I'm at the point, because I've done so many things in the Atlanta area, that the material comes to me, and a lot of people, they know what the mission is about. So as long as it falls in line of a celebrity using their influence to better people, to better the youth, to just kind of make things a little smoother for everyone, then it's a no-brainer for me. I will cover it, I will promote it, and I will do the interview. So at first,
right,
of course, you know, I was on the hunt to trying to find the big story, but now, you know, I've done my due diligence, and I no longer have to. So, you know, and I have a great relationship. So as long as it falls in line on that material, then yeah, it's a pretty much a no-brainer. We'll cover the event.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to give you a chance to do a little shout out. Tell us a bit about your staff and or collaborators.
Okay. Wow. Well, definitely my right hand, Thomas Bryce. Any photo, any picture, anything that you see on Q Talk, they all come from Thomas Bryce Photography. I would not be where I'm at without his saving grace. Definitely want to give it to Thomas. Shimoda Films. Shimoda was with me from the birth of it all, and I actually instrumented help with his career, and now he's just all over the place doing great things, so I love him to death. And Silverhook Studios does all the current videography that we do. So those three guys, love them to death, and just want to make sure that I give personal shouts out to them.
Man, that's always great to have people that have been with you from the start, isn't it?
I know. I love them. I love them.
Yeah, you know, they get to see you when you was in the closet and trying to formulate this plan, and now, you know, things have come to pass, and it's all, I enjoy that. I enjoy seeing people stick with each other and to make it happen, you know? Now,
exactly.
I know your show focuses is to show celebrities using their influence for good, both in and out of their communities. Can you think of a few events that stick out for you as being really special?
Oh, wow. There's so many, but actually, you know what? I'll start with my first one. I got a call from one of my affiliates in the Carolinas and said that Reverend Ryan and his wife were in Atlanta, and this was one of many stops that they were doing to build playgrounds across America for kids in the urban areas that just didn't have anywhere to go to after school, and they built these playgrounds. And they called me up and said, hey, would you cover this story? We need someone to cover this story. And I thought it was a joke at first, because I'm like, seriously, Reverend Ryan, like, are you serious? And his wife Justine, they're just in Atlanta, and no one wants to talk to them. And I'm thinking, I know Fox News,
wow,
everyone's down there. And they're saying, no, Aquarius, there's no media coverage at all. And so I'm like, okay, if this is not a joke, then I'll do it. And I get there, there's absolutely no media, nothing. And they literally built this playground. I'm so serious. And that was my first big story, first huge story. So I go down there, and he and his wife are absolutely, they're just as beautiful spirits as you see on television as they are in person, absolutely beautiful people. And we sat down, we did an interview. It was like 103 degrees that day, but we still got through it. The kids were out there. They built a playground, and that was like my first story. So that one probably, yeah, touches my heart more than anything.
Wow, that is fantastic. I love story. That is cool. That is really cool.
Yeah.
It's like you're listening to the conversation, and we're here with Aquarius Talks of Aquarius Williams of Q Talks, I'm sorry. And if you have any questions, hey, feel free to give us a call. She'll be here all night. No, not all night, but, you know, give us a call. 7-9-3-2-10-78, and make sure you hit #1. Or just one, or you can hit us up in the chat room. We're live and functioning in that as well. Before we go to the break, I want to ask you, you know, Q, you have a blog, YouTube TV, plus the show, plus, you know, you do probably 80 more things. Where do you find the time to do all of this?
Discipline. That's probably the best answer I can give you is discipline. You have to put things in order because I'm actually a single mom as well. So you really just have to have structure, discipline, and focus. And I don't, and anyone that is very close to me knows, I don't allow deterrence to come into my circle at all. If it's not productive, if it's not towards my movement, then I don't allow it in the circle because it's a distraction. And I learned that very, very early in the game that you can't, if you're pursuing your dreams and you have to keep your household in order as well, you have to have discipline. So that would definitely probably be my best answer to that.
It seems to always come back around to circle of influence no matter what industry you're in.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. I mean, I don't like to, you know, pretty much talk on negative things, but, you know, I had to let some people go just because their energy wasn't right, you know, and
right. That
could just be part of your mindset of trying to figure out what's wrong and why is it, you know, you're trying to fix that problem and it's not even a problem that should even be assessed in what you're doing. So when you allow those
right. Things
in your circle and that, you know, it's like I said, it's a distraction. So you have to cut your ties. And, you know, my pastor said that a lot. You know, you have to groom your tree, and sometimes some of the leaves don't make it. You have to cut them.
Uh-oh. I love that. I'm going to get that quote from you once the show is over.
Right.
We're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, I want to ask you more questions about Q Talk TV, okay?
Okay, most definitely. Peace and blessings, man. ankle to the knee. I mean, those go up.
All right, we are back.
We're back.
I want to pick up where we left off, Q.
Can you hear me?
And I can hear you.
Okay.
Well, listen, I love the fact that you don't, or I should say won't, report gossip or negative news. What do you think about those mediums like Extra or Entertainment Tonight as being, you know, so large because they will?
You know, the answer to that is I don't knock anyone's hustle. If that's what you can live with yourself at the end of the day, then so be it. But as far as myself, I can't do it. And so I don't have an opinion one way or the other. It's just because I just feel if that's what you feel that will allow you to climb the quote-unquote corporate ladder, so be it. However, to that statement, I would like to say that early on before I even started this, you know, I think you and I had briefly touched on this. People, when I started this, they're like, well, Aquarius, you're not talking about sex. You're not talking about gossip. Nobody's going to listen. And I feel to that, that's just because you, society, it's been shoved down your mouth that sex doesn't sell. I mean, sex only sells and violence only sells. No one's ever said that what I'm doing would sell because no one's ever tried it. So who's to say that it won't? So I took it upon myself to say that it will just because no one's tried it yet.
Let me ask you, how tough has it been staying true to the program's format and getting support from us, from the people that are you know, out here picking things that we want to support?
You know what? I've actually, contrary to popular belief, I've actually had a lot of support because, and even with the celebrities, they know at this point that, you know, you can do an interview with her because she's not going to ask you anything crazy. So a lot of their publicists, a lot of their, no, I'm so serious, you know, they're just like, she's, their PRs and their publicists are like, yo, we need that kind of publicity or we need that kind of attention, you know, so they actually, they don't mind sitting down talking with me because of that fact alone. So it actually works for me and it's great because no one else is doing it, so.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the key. No one else is doing it. It's a small market. Well, no, it's a niche market almost. Now,
exactly.
I'm a spin off into, you know, you kind of mentioned this, but you've interviewed folks like Chris Tucker, Tom Joyner, Russell Simmons, Elise Neal, just to name a few, and that's just a very small few. How is Q Talk viewed by the industry, you know, so called big boys?
Me personally, my opinion, I believe they truly do love me. They love the movement. They love the mission. It goes kind of go back to what I was saying earlier. They're not afraid to talk to me, and they're not afraid of me twisting the story later on to say, well, I didn't say that. You know, I didn't tell her that. I will report exactly
right.
What they told me. So, yeah. I'm not
looking
for...
You don't have any...
Go ahead.
No, finish. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm not looking for that story that and twist the words and everyone will be talking about. I'd rather you hear the truth and everyone talk about it that way.
So you don't have a lot of drama from Fox or any of the other local folks, like you said, that may show up and, you know.
No, I mean, you know, it's just... I'll let you do your thing, and I'll do my thing, and at the end of the day, you know, you'll have your story, and I'll have mine, and we'll have totally two different versions at the same location. So, you know, I've been, when I interviewed Snoop 2 years ago, MTV was actually there, and the young lady who was in charge of that, she allowed me to do my interview, and I did my interview, asked the questions, and all it was afterwards was, you know, I just... they wanted everybody to leave the set, and they have their solo thing, and I'm okay, that's fine. I still got my story, and you still have yours. So, you know, I think it's just more of a matter of respect when you're out there.
Right. Well, I'm going to switch gears, and I want you to talk to us about, or talk to me about your nonprofit organization, Q Media Kids.
Yes, I'm so excited. I started that, well, actually, the idea came last year, and what I did was piggybacked on a nonprofit that's already in place. It's by Coach D, and he started the Healthy Hoods program. It's a nonprofit organization with the NFL players. And they go out and they just get kids off the couch, you know, to fight obesity, things of that nature. And it's a lot of players who's involved. Marcus McNeil, one of my favorites. He has Max Miracles Foundation. He's very, very heavily involved. Roddy came on last year along with Jonathan Babineau, Chauncey Davis, a lot of those guys. And it made sense to me when I was out there working with them. You know, some of the kids, they're not athletically inclined, or, you know, they want to be there, but they're just not athletic. And so I started the Q Media Kids. And so this year we're going to go full throttle with that, and I'm going to show them how to go out and do interviews, be on the field, and what kind of questions to ask and what kind of energy to bring so you can still be connected to the sport, but just not, you know, from the athletic side. So
man,
I basically...
fantastic.
Grooming some little journalists.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, how can people get involved or even, you know, introduce their kids to your nonprofit?
Well, you can always go to the website. I haven't put the information up as far as what we're going to do this summer just yet. So we're still working out some of the, not legals, but just more of the logistics behind it, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to have 7 set kids this summer that will go and meet all the players and travel with me. But we're going to do an audition for that. We were going to do it last year, but it was just kind of late in the season. And, you know, training camp, well, the football camps were ending and they had to get back to work. So the information will be posted on the website, and it's qtalkstv.com for people to want to get involved.
Absolutely. And you do take volunteers, volunteer services?
Oh, most definitely. Anyone who wants to learn, I'll teach you.
Yeah. Hey, I just wanted to put that out there because I know that, you know, many times a nonprofit, you know, you don't have the ground soldiers you may need to carry the mission out. So it's always helpful.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I know you got other things you're going to do, but I want to ask you real quick, where do you see Q Talks going in 2011 and beyond?
Wow, I have my hands in so much that I would like to be the one-stop media for anyone who ever touches foot in Atlanta. I want it to be a no-brainer. When you come to Atlanta, the first place you need to do is you need to go have an interview with Aquarius. You want to push your product, you need to go to Q Talks. You know, and that's where I see it. I see taking these kids and giving them a different outlet and helping fighting that cause with Michelle and a lot of other people who are on board, the NFL players, to help fight this obesity. Q Talks will definitely be a part of that. And I'm just going to keep changing the face of the game through positive energy. So that's what my mission, and that's what I'm going to do.
Powerful. Man, I'm so happy we got you on the show. I can't think straight.
Well, thank you for having me. I hope I wasn't too serious, but I'm so passionate about it.
Well, as tradition on the show, before we let you go, we do rapid fire questions. There's 6 questions I'm going to ask you. Just give me one word answers, okay?
Okay.
What's your favorite word?
OMG. My least favorite word. Can we come back to that? I don't know if I have a least favorite word.
Okay, you like them all. I like that. Okay, we keep it going. Who would you like to interview that you haven't yet?
Michelle Obama.
What adjective best describes you?
Ecstatic.
And what profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
Sports.
Other than the 17 ones you've already done. You said sports?
Yes.
Okay, last question. If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say to you when you arrive at the pearly gates?
Good job.
Perfect. Well, Q, Aquarius, it has been fantastic as I knew it would. And this has been very cool hanging out with you. I can't wait to have you back on the show. Now, before we let you go, please let everyone know again, because I want them to get it right, where they can follow you and also get more information about all the things you're doing this upcoming year.
Okay, definitely. Well, of course, my website is a one-stop shop for all the updates. It's www.qtalkstv.com. You can look forward to me to all the summer camps with all the NFL players. I'll be out there. So you can go to Healthy Hoods for the nonprofit for that, and that's H-O-O-D-Z at the end. You can also find me with Eric Matthews, who's Super Bowl champion, on the board of directors for his nonprofit organization this year. You can find me with T-Pain's mother, Mama Pain. You can find me there doing stuff with St. Jude and the Mothers of Hip Hop. So any one of those venues, Q-Talks will be there. So it shouldn't be too hard to find me.
Well, perfect. And be sure to let me know what you're doing so I can go ahead and promote it on our venues as well, okay?
Most definitely.
All right. You've heard it live. We had Aquarius here, so thank you so much. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Man, it's Elvis time. Already. That was fun. That young lady is a hard worker, isn't she? Everywhere. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today. Big thanks to our guest, Christopher Scott, my boy, New Jersey in the house. Big ups to Aquarius William and Q Talk. Don't forget February 26th, look out for our all male event, The Art of Being a Gentleman. I want to thank everyone who purchased a copy of How to Survive the Next 365. If you haven't gotten your copy yet, be sure to drop by my website, survivethenext365.com. Big up to my editor, Ms. Vivian Hardy Pound, and cover artist, my boy, best friend, Sheldon Sneed of Sheldon Sneed Design. Man, that cat is talented. I want to thank Antoine Wood for coming on the show. The 100 in the house, Chi-Town. Thanks to Atlanta Zoo for bringing brother Jack Black and the Big Panda. My little girl Carla got a chance to meet him, y'all. And as always, thanks to Paul. Sherry Smith in the house. She's not in the house, but she don't. Next Sunday show at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time will feature Brother Man Comic Founders of the Jawu Anya Wooling. But for now, remember, if you live life casually, you'll end up a casualty. Thank y'all. Come back. Y'all here? I'm gone.